O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Genesis 11, verses 1 through 9. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to The Earth Shall Know by members of the Porter's Gate. In this gospel-inspired anthem, piano, drums, bass, and horns complement the soloists with a laid-back groove. The choir's jubilant additions on the refrains provide a tangible example of singing out God's praise to the whole world.
Genesis 11, verses 1 through 9. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth.
The Tower of Babel story is a well-known one, and while it may feel very ancient, it has a lot to say to our world today. The story begins with some ancient Mesopotamians conspiring together. Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves. Their aim was their name. Their goal was their greatness. And in these people, we see a mirror for ourselves. We also are often full of pride, seeking out our own self-advancement. We too long for recognition and acceptance. We want our own greatness to be seen. It may not look like building a literal tower, but this impulse can show up all over the place in our lives, in our careers, our relationships, even in our churches. So how does God respond? Verse 5 says that the Lord came down to see the city. Jameson Nass says that, quote, God always has to come down to examine our anthill achievements built in the sidewalk cracks of his creation. So God descends down to them. He confuses their language and scatters them over the earth. He disrupted their plans. And don't be mistaken, this wasn't God being threatened by them. Rather, God knew what they didn't. He knew of the devastation that human pride causes when left unchecked. Proverbs 14:12 states, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death." This story poses to us an interesting question. Was this act of God confusing and dispersing them an act of judgment or an act of mercy? When we understand that this path of human pride leads to devastation and death, we are able to see that this was an incredible act of mercy. God will mercifully confound our plans. True contentment and joy is found not in pride and self-advancement, but in humility and self-forgetfulness. And God will graciously ruin our plans to lead us there. This means that God will often lead us into failure, into disappointment. It might feel like punishment, but it is mercy for his redemptive purposes. There is no real gain in making our aim our name. The only real gain is Christ. Let his name, not yours, be your focus today.
Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.